Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, sometimes on a day like this, music is just what you need. So Here Now, we present the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Marcia Campbell joins us now. She's host of the WSM All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. And she's with us now for a look at some new country music. Marcia, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's always great to visit with you, and it's always great to talk about country music.
Well, it is great to have you and to listen to country music, too, which we love doing. And you're going to take us through some very new and young musicians, and then also some of the more established artists that have some new music out. And let's start right now with a young artist who goes by the name of Emmy Sunshine. She got a lot of attention for her performance of Folsom Prison Blues in Knoxville this spring. The YouTube video got more than a million hits. Let's listen to that song. Marcia, tell us about Emmy Sunshine. How old is she?
I hope you can feel me smile. Emmy Sunshine is not your average 10-year-old by any means. She has already made an appearance on the Today Show. She played on stage at the Ryman Auditorium, and recently she made her Grand Ole Opry debut. Now, she's a singer. She sings with that old mountain soul, and she plays a ukulele or a guitar. And you can follow her on YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. And I am so excited. I can't wait to see what's next for Emmy Sunshine.
Well, and let's hear some more from her. This is the song Sweet Lily. I never know whether this is going to be a compliment or not in Nashville, but is she the next Taylor Swift?
Well, you know, in country music, we've had Alison Krauss, and we've had Leanne Rimes, and we've had Taylor Swift. I believe Emmy Sunshine will definitely be right up there in the same sentence with all of those young, very talented young ladies.
And you had her on your show recently.
I did. And, you know, she's 10 years old, so she likes to draw. She likes painting. She likes art and her pets. She's not the average 10-year-old, like I said, but still, again, you turn her loose on the mic with her performance and singing, and you forget that she is just 10 years old.
Well, let's get to another artist. This is Brendan McFarlane. He is the very old age of 16. His new album comes out this month. Let's listen to his song, Roller Coaster. Marcia, tell us about Brendan McFarlane.
Brendan McFarlane was born in Perth, Scotland. He started singing before he was 5 years old. His viral YouTube, of course, he was singing at the age of 8 in Chelsea's Music Store. That created such a buzz, and he started out singing music of Hank Williams. I'm so lonesome, I could cry. Mm. And that song started his love for music and his music career. Now he's 16 years old. He's living in Nashville, Tennessee. He's performed on stage with a country and western music Grammy-nominated group, the Time Jumpers, at 3rd and Lindsley. He's in studio working on his next album. He is writing songs with a lot of great writers here in Nashville. And I'm real excited to see what's next for Brendan McFarlane. So you have the Justin Bieber fans and the One Direction fans. He's 16 years old. He doesn't have his driver's license yet. But ladies, may I have your attention? Brendan McFarlane is going to steal your heart. I should have known this kind of thing.
Well, Marcia, you're also thinking about some more established artists who are making new material, and let's get to some of those. This is Willie Nelson, Needs No Introduction. The song is Bring It On from his new album.
Well, I know you're out there because I hear you breathing, but it still don't mean nothing to me. So bring it on. It's written in the good book, we'll never be asked to take any more than we can. Sounds like a good plan. Bring it on.
You know, I'm not going to name any names, but sometimes when you listen to artists that have been around for a long time, they just don't have the voice that they used to. But Willie Nelson at age 81 sounds like he could be 61 or 51. He sounds just like he always has.
And the whole album feels so good. He's been the fabric of country music for so long, but he's had six decades in his career and more than 200 albums to his credit. And I know everyone's going to enjoy Band of Brothers, and produced by his best buddy, Buddy Cannon.
Well, we have time for one more. This is new music from the late country singer Jack Clement, a posthumous album. Here's the song, Just a Girl I Used to Know.
There's a picture that I carry, one we made some time ago. If they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just a girl I used to know.
I feel like I'm listening to Andy Williams or Bing Crosby there.
Just a girl.
Absolutely. You know, Porter and Dolly had a big hit with that song, too. And Jack Clement, Country Music Hall of Famer, he was a producer, a songwriter, even a dancer. He instructed dance for a while, and we just call him a jack of all trades. For once and for all, it is a collection of songs written by Jack Clement and produced by Dave Fergie Ferguson, who was head engineer for 25 years at Jack's home studio, Cowboy Arms and Recording Spa. The album includes special guests like Vince Gill, John Prine, Emmylou Harris, and Dan Auerbach. But Jack Clement, he made his mark on country music. I shouldn't even say country music. I should say music history, because he recorded Roy Orbison, Jerry Lee Lewis, the Million Dollar Quartet at Sun Records in the 1950s, and he arranged the horns on Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. You know that? Dun,
yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Do it, Jeremy.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Dun, 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 dun.
He came up with that. He produced music from Waylon Jennings to U2, and he knocked down those racial barriers in country music with working with Charlie Pride. And Jack had a saying about working in music. Remember, we're in the fun business. If we're not having fun, we're not doing our job. And Jack Clement passed away August 8, 2013, but his legacy lives on.
Marcia Campbell is host of the WSM All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Marcia, so great to talk to you. Thanks so much, as always.
Thank you, Jeremy. I wish you happiness and good health, my friend.
Love is a burning thing.
Hey, you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.